Good evening, it's 8 o'clock. Coming up on the news this evening, well, Kangana Ranaut's emergency in trouble and also the Kandahar hijacked series. We'll get you all the latest on that. But first up, the headlines on 8 o'clock. Sensitive content under scanner. The government sources on Kangana's film, they say it may hurt religious sentiments. This as the government summons Netflix officer over the Kandahar hijack series. Government sources say that filmmakers must think before wrong portrayal. Firing outside singer AP Dhillon's Canada home, a Bishnoi gang link now emerges to Dhillon's residence firing. This as gangster Bishnoi's aide claims responsibility. Meanwhile, Canadian authorities launch a probe into the Dhillon firing case. From cinema to politics, the Me Too storm rages on. The BJP corners the Congress over the party casting couch charge. This is a Congress leadership is still silent on the ex-leader's allegations. Simi Rosebell tells NDTV there's no place for women with self-respect in the Congress. AAP versus the Enforcement Directorate. Jail for one MLA but bail for two key leaders. The Enforcement Directorate arrests Aam Aadmi Party MLA Amanatullah Khan in the Waqf Board case. Meanwhile, bail for Arvind Kejriwal's aides Vibhav Kumar and Vijay Nair. Not spared from savage trolling, says a Supreme Court judge. Justice's tongue-in-cheek remark in a bail hearing case. He says, we're trolled by another side if we rule in someone's favour. India's Paralympic stars. Well, shuttler Nitesh wins gold at Paralympics. Well, the IIT graduate is now India's Paralympic champion.